Samsara davana nalida loka. Samsara davana nalida loka. Tranaya karunya gana ganatvam. Praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Mahaprabho ki tananritya gita vaditramadyan manasora senam romancha kambasru taranga bhajo. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Shri Vigrahara Dhananityanana Sringara Tanman Dhiramajanadu Yuktasya Bhaktams Chaniyunjatopi Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Svadvanna triptan hari bhakta sangam kritvaiva triptin bhajataksa daiva gurasri charanadavindam kamadhavayoda pada madhuya lila gunarupa namna Pratiksha nasvad analolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Kunjayuna Pratikheli Siddhyay Yayalibi Yukti Apekshaniya Tatrati Dakshad Ativalabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado Yasya Prasadat Nagati Kutopi Dayam Stuvam Stasya Yashastri Sandhyam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam 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 So Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Trinadapi sunichena tarodi basahishnuna amanina amananena kirtaniya sadahari hare nama hare nama Hare namaiva kevalam, kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari Gora Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the first chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is called The Spiritual Masters. This is only part one. First is the chapter summary given by Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the combined form of Sri Radha and Krishna. He is the life of those devotees who strictly follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami are the two principal followers of Srila Swarupa Damodar Goswami, who acted as the most confidential servitor of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Vishvambhara in his early life. A direct disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami was a Srila Raghunath Dasa Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami stands as the direct disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunath Dasa Goswami. Yes, yes. The direct disciple of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was Srila Narottama Das Thakur, who accepted Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti as his servitor. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur accepted Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, the spiritual master of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur, who in turn accepted Srila Gorakishar Das Babaji, the spiritual master of Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, the divine master of our humble self. And of course, our humble self is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Yes, because I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, later on, there's a purport which explains why this was edited. I'm not going any further. Okay? Since we belong to this chain of disciplic succession from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this edition of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita will contain nothing newly manufactured by our tiny brains, but only remnants of food originally eaten by the Lord Himself. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not belong to the mundane plane of the three qualitative modes. He belongs to the transcendental plane beyond the reach of the imperfect sense perception of a living being. Even the most erudite mundane scholar cannot approach the transcendental plane unless he submits himself to transcendental sound with a receptive mood, for in that mood only can one realize the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What will be described herein, therefore, has nothing to do with the experimental thoughts created by the speculative habits of inert minds. The subject matter of this book is not a mental concoction, but a factual spiritual experience that one can realize only by accepting the line of disciplic succession described above. Any deviation from that line will bewilder the reader's understanding of the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is a transcendental literature meant for the postgraduate study of one who has realized all the Vedic literatures, such as the Upanishads and Vedanta Sutra, and their natural commentaries, such as Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. This edition of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is presented for the study of sincere scholars who are really seeking the absolute truth. It is not the arrogant scholarship of a mental speculator, but a sincere effort to serve the order of a superior authority whose service is the life and soul of this humble effort. It does not deviate even slightly from the revealed scriptures, and therefore anyone who follows in the disciplic line will be able to realize the essence of this book simply by the method of oral reception. The first chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita begins with 14 Sanskrit verses that describe the absolute truth. Then the next three Sanskrit verses describe the principal deities of Vrindavan, namely Sri Radha Madana Mohan, Sri Radha Govinda Dev, and Sri Radha Gopinath Aji. The first of the 14 verses is a symbolic representation of the Supreme Truth, and the entire first chapter is in actuality devoted to this single verse, which describes Lord Chaitanya in his six different transcendental expansions. The first manifestation described is the spiritual master, who appears in two plenary parts called the initiating spiritual master and the instructing spiritual master. They are identical because both of them are phenomenal manifestations of the Supreme Truth. Next described are the devotees, who are divided into two classes, namely the apprentices and the graduates. Next are the incarnations, avatars of the Lord, who are explained to be non-different from the Lord. These incarnations are considered in three divisions: incarnations of the potency of the Lord, incarnations of his qualities, and incarnations of his authority. In this connection, Lord Sri Krishna's direct manifestations and his manifestation for transcendental pastimes are discussed. Next considered are the potencies of the Lord, of which three principal manifestations are described: the consorts in the kingdom of God, Vaikuntha, the queens of Dwarakadham, and the highest of all, the damsels of Brajadham. Yes. Incarnations of the potency of the Lord. So, we have, yes, Shaktivation. Also, you have Shakti Tattva. Okay? Incarnations of his qualities. You will read in one place, Prabhupada says, Mohini Murti represents the beauty, same as Balaram is sometimes given as his incarnation of beauty. Parashuram, the power to kill the rogues and demons. Narada, the bhakti shakti, the empowerment to distribute devotional service. The four Kumaras, they have jnana shakti. Prithu Maharaj has the potency to rule the earth. Then incarnations of his authority, that I'm not sure of. I don't know what exactly he means by. Radha and Krishna are one. I would hesitate to put Radharani as, yeah, Radha, and we're going to read that coming up. They're one. Just as we don't say Krishna is an incarnation because he's the source. Radharani is the source of all the other Shaktis. So she's Adi Shakti, Sarva Lakshmi. Is that all right? They are satisfied with that. No, they're separated and at the same time one, simultaneously one and different. They're eternally separated. Eternally separated. Although they're one. I know. Well, how do they're one, but they're eternally separated. Achintya, inconceivable. They're one and separate at the same time. She is his potency. Yes, you could say that. She's his, she's it potency. Right, yes. But at the same time, she's the source of all. Yes. Yes. We're good to go? Good. Hare Krishna. Finally, there is the Supreme Lord Himself, who is the fountainhead of all these manifestations. So that would seem to indicate that, yes, Radharani is coming from Krishna. Yes, there's evidence for that. But we're going to read Radha and Krishna are one, just as musk and its scent inseparable. Heat and light cannot be separated from the flame. Like that. Lord Sri Krishna and his plenary expansions. Rupal plenary means full. Yes, where's my bell? My students have learned well. You knew it too. You also knew it. Lord Sri Krishna and his plenary expansions are all in the category of the Lord Himself, the energetic absolute truth, whereas his devotees, his eternal associates, are his energies. The energy and the energetic are fundamentally one, but since their functions are differently exhibited, they are simultaneously different also. So, who can explain what is the difference of the function between the energies and the energetic? What is the, he says, their functions are differently exhibited. So what does that mean? That they're, how were they exhibited differently? How are the energies functionally different from the energetic? It's not difficult. Huh? Yes. And what? Good. Very good. That's one possible answer. Any other possible answers? That is true. Good. Anything else? No, I just want to... That's it. One is the servant, one is the servant, the other is the one who was served. The energies are meant to serve the energetic. That's their function. The function of the energies is to serve the energetic. That was the answer I was looking for, but your answers were correct. Servant and servitor. Yes, exactly. And... now let's see. That's a function. You understand by function? Yeah, yeah. Yes, this microphone's function is to amplify my voice. Right. Now, taking this into consideration, Advaita Acharya, in chapter 5 of this book, makes an astounding statement concerning these two. Who remembers the astounding conclusion Advaita Acharya makes between the energetic and the energies, or the servant and the servant, one who served? There is an astounding statement. Who remembers? What am I thinking of? Yes! Which is why who comes? Right, which we're going to read. This. And exactly, Rupal. That's why you're still number one student. As I told somebody in Santiago, because they were asking me, yes, I'm going to your wedding reception. And I said, she has been with me since you what, 8 or 9 years old? And I said, and she's my number one student. So now they all want to know, who is this Rupal? Who is Narantra's number one student? What do they know? Well, they don't know what she looks like. But I told them, that's Panama. That's Panama. Yes. Let's move on. Thus, the absolute truth is manifested in diversity in one unit. See that? Diversity in one unit. Achintya Bheda Bheda. This philosophical truth, which is pursuant to the Vedanta Sutra, is called Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Rupa, what does achintya mean? Inconceivable. Chint means to think. Yeah, that you, this you can't think. And then Bheda Abheda, one and not one. Bheda Abheda, not beta. Not beta. Yes. Tattva, truth. At different. It's inconceivable. Or the conception of simultaneous oneness and difference. In the latter portion of this chapter, the transcendental position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and that of Srila Nityananda Prabhu are described with reference to the above theistic facts. And Rupal, when we hear the word theistic, that word theistic refers to? Yes. Yes. You make me proud, Rupal. Very good. So, let's go. Let's chant together. Vande Guru Nisha Bhaktan Isham Ishvara Tarakan Tat Prakashangs Chachat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotee of the Lord, the Lord's incarnations, his plenary portions, his energies, and the primeval Lord himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Next, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditao Guru Daye Pushpavantao Chitrao Shandao Tamo Nuda. I offer my respectful obeisance unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneous on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance, and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Yad advaitam brahmopanishadi tad apyasya tanuba ya atmantaryami purusha iti so syangsa vibhava shad aishvaryai purna ya iha bhagavan so svayam mayang na chaitanya krishna jagati paratatvang paramahya. What the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body. And the Lord, known as Supersoul, is but his localized plenary portion. Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, full with six opulences. He is the absolute truth, and no other truth is equal to or greater than him. Rupal, what are the six opulences? Wealth, fame, beauty, strength, renunciation, wisdom. Anybody know the Sanskrit verse? Aishvarasya samagrasya viryasya yashasa sriya jnana varagyoschaiva shanambhaga itangana. Huh? That verse was in a Back to Godhead magazine article. Prabhupada quoted it. It's by who? Whose verse is that? Extra points. Clue. Vyasadeva, but it's not Vyasadeva. And it's not his son. Therefore, it's his father. Who's Vyasadeva's father? Parashara. That's his verse. When I saw that, I was brand new, Bhakta Nick. That magazine came out, and oh, I want that verse. So I learned it back in 1973. All right, this is Dwarkadish's verse, loud and clear. Karunaya Vatirna Kalao Samarpayitum anatajvala bhakti shriyam. Basandipitaha sada hridaya kandare puratuva sachi nandana. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. The most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So, this phrase, innermost chambers of your heart, there's a verse in the Brahma Sanhita that says something similar. Anybody know? Instead of innermost chambers, it says, yes, Lilavati. Yes. Ah, everybody is like super enlightened today. Yes. Charita bhakti vilochanena santak sadaiva hridayeshu velokayanti yashyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Man, I'm glad I came today. All right, next one. Radha Krishna pranaya vrikritir hladani shaktir asmad ekat manavapi bhuvi pura deha vedam gatau tau chaitanyakyam prakatam aduna tad vayam chaikyam aptang radha bhava dyuti suvalatang naumi Krishna swarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Internal. What's the word in the verse that means that internal pleasure-giving potency? What's the word in the verse? Look at the verse. What? Hladini. Gotta give me the like Muslims. Hladini. Like I there's one tape, South Indian Brahmin, and he's chanting the Sringa prayers. He really puts. That is correct. Akladani and Kladani, both. No, Allah means Almighty. Allahu Akbar. Okay. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. And what is the Vedic concept of eternal? What's the Vedic concept? Which means, explain. Huh? No. Always in the past, no starting point. Always in the past, present, and future. Catholics say the soul's eternal, but when it's created by God. So that's the Catholic. They believe in eternality, but the soul has a birth date. Okay? The soul, we know from Bhagavad Gita, it has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. Or, never was there a time I didn't. In other words, Janmashtami is not Krishna's birthday. That's his appearance day in the dream of the material world. But Krishna was existing. Otherwise, why is he telling Lord Brahma, yes, you all expand yourselves in the Yadu dynasty, I'm coming. He was already existing. That Janmashtami is just a drama. Yes. Yes, when there was no Brahma, no Shiva, no nothing. Yes. They separated themselves eternally. Now, these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam. Although he's Krishna, he's not black. He is golden. What color is Krishna's dhoti? What color is Radharani's sari? Black. And I told you that pastime in the morning. Radha and Krishna wake up. They got to get home. They spent the night in the forest. The gopis are trying to wake them up. And then somebody says, Jatila. That wakes up Radharani. We got to go. So by mistake, Radharani takes Krishna's cloth, covers herself, and Krishna takes Radharani's cloth. And then just before they get home, no. It stays like that. And then when Krishna's woken up, Yashoda says, Krishna, what are you doing with Balaram's dhoti? Yes, like that. Then later, the gopis make the switch. Yes. And the same way with Radharani. Radharani's mother-in-law says, what are you doing? And one of the gopis says, no, it's the sunlight. It's your eyes. You don't know what you're seeing. This is, no. If the sunlight's in your eyes, you're just seeing like that. Yes. She's seeing like that. Nice, huh? Krishna's, nobody can compete with Krishna. You cannot imitate. This Brad Pitt and Angela, stupid stuff. This is the real loving affairs. Nobody can even imagine loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. We got more. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva Svadyo Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Va Madhya Saukyam Chasya Mad Anubhavata Kidrishang Veti Lo Bhat Tad Bhavadya Samajani Sachi Garba Sindau Harindu. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love. In other words, you're never going to be able to have that same position as Radharani. That's unique. She alone relishes through her love and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, which I've been preaching a lot. Love is two ways. One-sided love, no good. Has to be give and take. And Krishna says, I reciprocate. As you surrender, I respond. So that's important. The Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean, because we all know the moon doesn't come out of the ocean. It just looks that way. When the moon is, the moon's coming out. No, it just looks that way. So it looks like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking birth from Srimati Sachi Devi. Huh? Moon? Moon wasn't, I didn't read that. The moon came out? And one of them is the moon? I don't recall that. No, I recall there were elephants, there was Uchaishrava, there was Varuni, the goddess of drunkards. But I don't remember the moon unless you have a different reading, some other Purana. No, but that's something I'll have to read. I will too. I don't recall. All right. Shall we continue? Sankarshana karanatoi shayi goboda shayi cha payobdi shayi shesha cha yangangsha kalasa nitya Nandakya Rama Sharanang Namamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan, Sheshanag, and the Vrishnis who lie on the Karana Ocean, Garbha Ocean, and Ocean of Milk are his plenary portions and portions of his plenary portions. Rupal, huh? I was just going to ask you. Take a guess. Karana means causal. So what's the causal ocean? Who's in that? Mahavishnu, Garbha, Garbhodakshi, Ocean of Milk. What's his name? And that was the one that they prayed to with Mother Earth before Krishna's appearance. They offered what prayers? Yes, which sukta? Purusha. And I just found out a week ago, it was Saturday last week, there's also a Sri Sukta. And in South India, they do both. They first do, well, I don't know which one they do first, but they do Purusha Sukta, which is for Vishnu. And there's also a Sri Sukta. I never knew that. But this Brahmin, I was doing a program at his temple. And he told me about it, because he's from South India, Bangalore. And he, yes. Yes. Correct. Correct. What color is the Shweta Dweep? What ocean is it in? What color is milk? How do you think you're going to find the island? White on white? Good luck. Yes, because he's in the Shiraduct or Kheer, like you like to say. Kheeradakashai. Yes, that's the original Shweta Dweep. This is the Shweta Dweep. Yes, we know that from Brahma Sanhita. Yes, exactly. Shiraduktashai Vishnu is the super soul. Garbhoduktashai Vishnu is the general super soul for the universe. And Mahavishnu is the super soul of all the other super souls. I don't know if they come from Narayan. They're down the list. I think they come, I'm not sure. Narayan, I think. Thank you very much. Looks like you have done your homework. It appears. And this was something that I talked about. Why did Krishna do that? Because they were asking me, why didn't Krishna appear as Krishna? Yes, what else? Yeah, but that, hold on. The question is, this is what they were asking me last week in Santiago. Why didn't Krishna appear as Krishna? Why did he first appear as Narayan? Now, you said what? Which means the human form of Krishna is not generally understood as God. Even the residents of Vrindavan, who were they worshiping as God? Narayan. The form of Krishna is not generally understood to be God. Okay? Yes. We worship in ISKCON because of Lord Chaitanya. But generally, the residents of Vrindavan were offering to Narayan, worshiping Narayan. The other reason is that Krishna even said, I'm appearing as this because I want to remind you that this is the third time I have appeared as your son. I was Prishnigarbha when you were Prishni and Sutapa. I was then Vamanadeva when you were Kashyapa and Aditi. Now this is the third time. This is the last time. And this means you are going to go back home, back to Godhead after this. But if he had appeared as Krishna, because Krishna looks what? How does Krishna look? Yeah, he looks like a human being. Which is why he says in the Bhagavad Gita, fools deride me when I descend in the human form. Because well, that's not God. Yeah, they want Virat Rupa or they want Vishnu. That's the general understanding of God, not a two-handed form. Yeah, that it looks like a human. But those who have been educated, they know, it looks like, but we know that this is actually the Adi Narayan. Bhishma said, you are Adi Narayan. So those who are Mahajans, they know, not the general mass of people, only the rishis and sages who have studied and done the Brahman test, they know. Adi, original. Original. Yes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. Disciplic succession. Yes. No, because that time in Panama, these two brothers said, hey, it's only in ISKCON that you guys worship Krishna as God. We were just watching on TV Vishnu Puran. Vishnu Puran says Narayan is God. Only in ISKCON. And I said, yeah, that's right. That's true. Oh. Pushti Marg, of course. But Pushti Marg is... Yes. But only few. It's not very... Pushti Marg is for the select group. When... Huh? Baal. Baal. Hey. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yes. Of course. Of course. But amongst... I know, but don't worry. They go. Okay? They deride him. Even Ravan thought, hey, he's just a human being. I'm not worried about human beings and animals. So? He came, same thing. First, okay, good. Good. Boy, we're really cooking today, huh? You guys must have chanted good japa this morning. All right. Mayati te vyapi vaikuntha loke purnaishvarye shri chaturvyuha madye rupang yasyod bhati sankarna kakyam tang shri nityananda ramang prapaje. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who was known as Sankarshan in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of, say it, Dwarkadish, Vasudev. Sankarshan, not Vasudev, as I was told many times. Vasudev. It's true. It's true. Va, I gotta get the sound, not va. But the problem is when you're talking, your Sanskrit, it starts to get sloppy. I've seen it even among Indians. You know, when you're talking, but so you really have to wait a second. Vasudev. Yes, va, No, other way around. See? Vasudev. That's it. Yes. We understood. Let's call him Krishna. Vasudev Sankarshan Pradyumna and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. Maya Bharta Janda Sankashrayanga Shete Sakshat Karanam Bodhi Madhye Yasyai Kangsha Shri Puman Adi Devas Tang Shri Nityananda Ramang Prabhadye. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation, called Karnadakashai Vishnu, lying on the Karna ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy, and the shelter of all the universes. So, question. If Mahavishnu is the master of the illusory energy, who is the sub-master of the illusory energy? Yes, Lilavati was the first to get it. Very good. Yes. Yasyang Sangsha Sri Garbhodashayi Yanabhyabjang Loka Sangatanalam Loka Srastu Sutika Dhammadatus Tang Sri Nityananda Ramang Prapadye. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhodakashayi Vishnu sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. Okay, here's why, depending on your angle of vision. Okay, does Mahavishnu directly touch Maya? No. What is inside Mahavishnu? Who is it? What is inside Mahavishnu? When Mahavishnu inhales, what's inside of him? And who else? All the conditioned souls. Now, all those conditioned souls have to be placed into the womb of the material energy. Now, you just said he doesn't contact. So who does the contact? Yeah, who is that glance? Ha! Lord Shiva engages in sex with Durga. Now all the conditioned souls are in the material energy. Okay? So that's why he's called sometimes the father of all the living entities. Those who don't know this, some people only know, oh, Shiva is the father. They don't. A lot of people don't know that he's actually the glance of Mahavishnu. A lot of people don't know about the spiritual world. All they know is Shiva and Mata. That's it. Yes. You want me to explain? Okay. And the conditioned souls. Correct. Within his body. Correct. Yeah. And he doesn't want to. He glances. That glance takes the form of Lord Shiva, Shambhu. He has sex with Durga, and then all the conditioned souls are placed. Okay?
So when we come back, so Maha, I mean, Lord Shiva takes
Yeah, he's the consort. He directly contacts. No, it's in Mahavishnu. They're in Mahavishnu. No. Okay. So they're in Mahavishnu. So your question is, where is Shiva? I don't know. But they're in Mahavishnu. Now he glances. That glance takes the form of Shiva. He takes all those living entities. Okay? They're in Mahavishnu. He's just now the function of Mahavishnu. He becomes, because Mahavishnu is not going to directly touch the material energy. If that was the case, well, that's Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is God touched by the material energy. It's either in Chaitanya, it's, or Brahma Samhita, it's like, it's a manifestation, yes. Yes. No. No. He's never contaminated. He's never contaminated. Okay. No. So your question is, if all the universes are entering, okay, then your conclusion is that he's now contacting the material energy. That's what you're thinking. Okay. My brain doesn't think that far. My brain just says, he inhales. Now. What happens to the material universe? I don't know. I can't answer that question. As my favorite response, you'll have to ask him. Yes. Okay. That's the way I am. I've always been like that. Because I have a very small brain. You know, compared to you guys, your brains are like this. I am very, very little. All right, next one. Yasyang chang chasha paramatma kilanang pushta vishnurbati dugdabdi shayi Shauni Bharata Yatkala Sopyanantas Tang Sri Nityananda Ramang Prabhadye. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Shirodakashai Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Sheshanag is his further subpart. Mahavishnu Jigatkarta Mayaya Yasujat Yada Tasyavatara Evayam Advaitacharya Ishvara. Lord Advaitacharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Well, if they say Sadashiva, Sadashiva is Vishnu. There's a difference between Sadashiva and Shambhu and Rudra. There are different Lord Shivas. But if they say Sadashiva, now that's Vishnu. That's not technically Shiva. Because as we all know from Brahma Sanhita, Shiva is yogurt, which the yogurt fast starts on next week. I mean the milk. Yeah, we're in the yogurt fast. The milk fast starts. Purnama, yes. Right. So, yogurt is milk, but you can't use yogurt the same way you can use milk. Subpart. In other words, already Shirodaka Shai Vishnu is a part of a part. Sheshanarga is his part, his expansion. Expansion of Shirodaka Shai Vishnu. Sheshanag is his further subpart. Or you could say a further subpart of Nityananda. Nityananda's already part of it, like it said. Partial part like this. So Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because there's also Mahavishnu also lies on Sheshanaga. Okay? Because what did Akrura see when he went to take his bath? Balaram and Krishna came back from taking their bath in the Yamuna. When Akrura went, he saw Krishna and Balaram. Say, wait a second, I left you on the chariot. And then they turned into Mahavishnu and Sheshanaga. So he's also... Yes. Simultaneous, one and different. Yes, Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu also has Sheshanag. All right. Mahavishnu Jagat Karta Mayaya Yasrijat Yadaha Tasyavatara Evayam Advait Acharya Ishvara. Lord Advait Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Advaitang Harinai Dvaitad Acharyam Bhakti Sangshanat Bhaktavataram Ishantam Advait Acharyam Ashraye. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Pancha Tatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, Krishna, who is non-different from his features, as a devotee. So who's that? Who's the devotee? No. Lord Chaitanya. Who's the devotional incarnation? Nityananda. Who's the devotional manifestation? Advaita Acharya. Pure devotee. Or Srivas and the devotional energy? Gadadhar Pandit. Jayatang Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Mater Gati Matsarvasva Padam Bojao Radha Madana Mohanao. Glory to the all merciful Radha and Madana Mohan. I am lame and ill advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Ratnagada Singhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devao Preshtali Bi Sevyumano Smarami. in the Temple of Jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my most humble obeisances unto them. Sriman Rasa Rasarambi Vangshi Vata Tatatstata Karshan Venu Svanaya Gopir Gopinatha Sriyestunaha. Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore in Vangshi Vata and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction.